Okay, here we are, Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press, here at the Southern District of New York Courthouse today, Thursday, September 8th, 2022. We're going to be covering a number of cases today. Archegos' Mr. Huang making a court appearance. Also, the final pretrial conference in U.S. versus Trevor Milton of Nikola. That should be around 3 o'clock. We're going to be covering the trial starting Monday. But just now, on the way in, over in front of the Manhattan DA's office, Steve Bannon showed up. There was a large crowd, mostly media, to catch him. No one really understood what he said when he was going in. A woman was yelling, "Shame on you, you're killing America." Supposedly he's going to be, it'll take some hours for him to be processed through, and then he'll be arraigned. It's the We Build the Wall, which was a trial that was held. He got a pardon and got out of the trial, and Mr. Colphage pled guilty. Tim Shea went to trial, and he got a mistrial. Now they're gearing up for the second retrial. He wants a change of venue. There was a juror named Roberto who said that the case should never have brought an SDNY, it should have been closer to the border, et cetera, et cetera. Updates on yesterday. Isabella Pollack did plead guilty. She's Larry Ray's Ghislaine Maxwell, essentially. She stood by while Claudia Drury was smothered in a plastic bag and forced to continue her prostitution for Larry Ray. Well, they gave her a plea deal, and I have to say I was a bit surprised. It's only to money laundering. Conspiracy to commit money laundering. Maximum sentence, 60 months, 5 years. Now, it was pointed out that the predicate crime of the money laundering is sex trafficking. I think that's a very thin reed to count on. The idea is that will she have to register under SORNA? Basically, there was no mention of victims because there's no... The money laundering victim is not the same as a sex trafficking victim. Now, speaking of sex trafficking, the United Nations, we've put in a number of questions, and we have an ongoing series, an exclusive series, on outright sexual corruption in MONUSCO, the UN mission in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. This involves the Supply Chain Management Unit. This is where the scandal began, giving UN volunteer jobs to women for sexual favors. And we've raised it to Antonio Guterres repeatedly in writing, and he's done nothing. So while Linda Thomas-Greenfield talks about reforming the UN later today in San Francisco, be aware, the head man knows about UN prostitution. To be continued.